Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. Thanks for downloading us. Do rate us. Do tell your friends about us, especially if you like us. This is 926A, the B section. A great interview we just completed on Chris Ogilvy, O-G-I-L-V-Y, brain aneurysms, what they mean to you. He's a member of the Brain Aneurysm Foundation, B-A-F found, B-A-F-F-O-U-N-D, that is one F, B-A-F-O-U-N-D.org, BIDAC, that's the Beth Israel Deaconess, Brain Aneurysm Institute, BIDAC, B-I-D-A-C, Brain Aneurysm Institute, and it's a great interview if you want to hear about brain aneurysm and its importance. Has killed a number of people, unfortunately, and what you can do about it, how you notice it. I like You, the Owner's Manual Podcast. This one is on the news of the week, 920. I think this is 926. It is A, the news of the week. Interesting. The first story, people who understand the benefits of exercise may spend more time being active. You know, I would think that, you would logically think that, but it hasn't proven in most things. Dance like your doctor is watching. It's great for your mind and body, and you'll lower blood pressure, especially if you dance in the evening. Is juice on school menu a problem? Kidney disease is tied to sugar-sweetened drinks. The 13 best foods to cleanse your colon. If you like colon cleansing, you must love a colonoscopy, because that's just it's crazy. Don't bother cleansing your colon. Are you overdosing antibiotics? More evidence that abuse of Xanax and Valium is on the rise. And food brings a double dose in this study. In humans, they used functional MRI to look at the release of the addictive chemicals. And food brings you a double dose of them. We'll tell you why. And more than two-thirds of drug overdose deaths in 2017 involved opioids. And new office hours aim for well-rested, more productive workers. What does that mean? What does it mean for you if you're a worker? What does it mean for you if you're a boss? Well, I'll tell you what it means for you if you're a boss. It means you got to schedule things so your workers work at their peak. Doctors aren't getting better at treating shooting victims, even as gun deaths rise, and even as they're much better at treating people in war situations. And what's the best way to boost your immune system? Oh, I feel like I need sleep. That's right. It is sleep is probably one of the best ways, but we'll get to that. This is, again, Podcast 926A, and you want to hear about aneurysms, you download the B. But people who understand the best exercise increase their exercise by 42% as opposed to 30% of those who weren't explained the medical benefits of exercise in this small study. What about the best what exercise does? It lowers blood pressure. We went over that last week, 8 over 3. And there are other things that we want to cover in exercise. So let me scroll to one of those. And the one I want to cover is dancing. That's right, dancing. If you're a dancing fool or dancing like your doctor is watching, it's great for your mind, because dancing increases your mental function, increases your physical activity. It's a marvelous thing for your brain, and that's why we're talking about it. So of the things you want to do in exercise, if you can go dancing, that's a great thing to do. Let's see. People who dance frequently, women, had a 73% lower chance. That's a huge reduction just by dancing of becoming disabled over a 10-year period in this study in Scandinavia of 1,000 elderly. So big numbers, well documented, because Scandinavia documents things really well. great reduction, 73%. Now, there was another study from a different places and looked at dancing's mental health benefit, and this was 3,500 people. Again, it reduced mental dysfunction by over 50%. Let's get the exact number so I can give it to you. It was a 55% decline in cognitive function over the 10 years in one study, 73% decline in disability from any cause for the activities of daily life. So dancing comes with a lot of health benefits. Is juice on school menu a problem? Yeah. So when researchers analyzed cafeteria register data for low-income areas, juice was available. 10% fewer healthy beverages were chosen. 7% less healthy whole fruit. That probably titles to more than, a couple $100 million from just that substitution. So choose healthy, not juice. Kidney disease is tied to sugar-sweetened beverages. How much? Well, it turns out that the comparison to water, comparison to no sugar-sweetened soft drinks, 61% increase in the risk of developing chronic kidney failure if you drank a liter of sugar-sweetened beverages. 13 best foods to cleanse out your colon. Remember, all that does is it sucks out water from your intestine. Not a very good treatment long term. But what are the best foods to do it? Beans and lentils, quinoa and brown rice, chia seeds, broccoli, cauliflower, kale, sardines, trout, more walnuts, yogurt. What do you avoid? You avoid things that are processed, like processed red meat, and sandwich, what do you call it, sub shop sandwiches. Okay, are you overdoing antibiotics? Everyone is. I'm not going to even go into that study. Next is, there is evidence that 1 in 5 people who are taking Valium, Xanax, are misusing it and getting relatively addicted to it. Okay, so where have we been? I wanted to go over this food study because it's so interesting. Small number of people, but they were studied intensely in functional MRIs. Turns out when you take a piece of food that you really enjoy and want to, such as for me an avocado, I get an immediate release of the pleasure chemical dopamine as I taste it in my mouth and savor it. And then when it gets to my brain, it gives me a second release. Pretty darn good. Pretty darn good. Okay. Next study is, I think, the only that 2/3 of drug overdoses involved opioids, legally or illegally. And the next study is on new offices. What does this mean? When you set up a new office, you want to be able to shift the hours people have. So some people who like to work late can work late. Some people who like to work early can work early. So all the security we see around the New York office buildings, as long as it's year-round, day-round, it should work out fine. Doctors aren't getting better at treating shooting victims, people who've been shot in emergency rooms in cities, die just as often as they were in the past, despite docs being much better at battlefield injuries. What's going on? Well, it's postulated that the bullets being used on the streets of America have been getting significantly, tougher to defend against. And how do you boost your immune system? Well, the best way of boosting the immune system is sleep. Second best is meditating or managing stress. Third best, eating a healthy diet. Fourth best is exercise. Okay, we have now been through the news of the week and what it means to you. on 8 and 9:26 a. Remember the B, Dr. Ogilvie of Beth Israel Deaconess Hospital Brain Foundation, of a new treatment, potential treatment, for a lot of different things. But what we want to do is talk to you. Exercise, exercise, exercise. An old treatment is good for your mind. What's the best exercise for your mind? It may be dancing. So keep dancing. We'll be back with another new podcast next week at the same time. Please do turn in. Thanks, Ben, for great engineering. Thank you for listening. And remember, this is the A segment, the news of the week and what it means to you. On the B segment, you're going to have a great guest talking about brain aneurysms. Next week, what's our guest going to talk to us about? You'll have to tune in. Should I give you a hint? Okay, I'll give you a hint. 9:27b will be Nicholas Bush, One by One, A Memoir of Love and Lost in the Shadows of Opioid America. And 9:28, David Eidelberg will be joining us to talk about progress in treating Parkinson's disease. Thanks very much for listening. Do download us, do rate us, do tell your friends about us. Thanks again.